about the Mishnah. Lo yeshiv odom lefnei asafer somach lemincha. You can't start taking a haircut before mincha. This is a loch afilu mechil, lav daf on Erev Shabbos. The reason why it's brought down in Masechet Shabbos, because the next Mishnah also says things you shouldn't do when they're talking about before Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. So it starts off with other lochis. That before mincha, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Lo yeshiv odom lefnei asafer somach lemincha. Ad shi yispal, until you dive in mincha first. Rashi Yeshiva Adam Lefei Asafir Listapir Take Hikot Somach Lemincha Koydim Lemincha Ad Shi Yispalo. Why? Shem Lo Yishkach. Maybe you forget yourself. Lo Yispalo. You won't have a Mincha. V'afilu B'chel Nami. This Mishnah Nogayet in Miller a week. Lo the Tony Hocho. What's it doing here in Masech the Shabbos? Mishnah B'dom Lo the Tony Gabo Lo Yetzia Chai Tomachtei. Later Mishnah says a weaver shouldn't walk out with a needle on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos. Because we're afraid they'll still walk out with a needle even on Shabbos. If you have lady gzeres not to walk out on Erev Shabbos, it talks about these halachas, which even though they're negeir tochel. Exactly which mincha we'll see in the Gemara. It means mincha gedol or mincha ktana. Vayta lo yikones odem lemerchus. You can't go take a bath before you daven mincha. V'lo lebruski. You can't go start making skin. If you have pieces of skin, you want to make leather out of it, tan them, you can't do it, because right, you're also afraid you won't start to daven mincha. You can't start eating a suda when it comes the somach lemincha. It's a half an hour before this man of mincha, now let's start having a suda. You can't have a shalom with a paskin a shaila, because we're afraid if you start paskin a shaila, you'll be manchev those man and you miss mincha. You did start to do any one of these things, is a mafsikin. We don't tell you you have to stop, so you're allowed to continue your sudda, continue your haircut, providing that you realize you will have enough time to daven mincha later. Even though matchil you shouldn't have started, but if you did start, we're not matzrich you to stop. Shrashi lo yikoneh somach lemincha lo lemerchot. The time of the kulam is shem shem yimshach, we're afraid also maybe you'll be moishach in the bath, ad sheyav zman tfilu, so you missed the whole zman mincha. Finish what you're doing. Normal, you would be able to finish your haircut and still daven mincha afterwards. Then we don't tell you you have to stop. So the Mishnah Noda Locho, Mafsik Likras Krishma. This goes that are people that are Tarosa Manosli. They learn Mamish the whole day without any batola. So still they have to stop learning to say Krishma because that's the mitzvah of the Raisa. They're not mechuyev to stop learning to daven tefillah, because since they're terosim and also they don't have to daven. But no, a person that's a terosim and also a yochid. Rashi mafsikin lekrishma the isim ediraitzam. They mafsikin letefillah the Gemara poruch hotana lereisha. The Reisha says it. We'll see more in the Gemara. So special people that are terosim and also to learn the whole day straight without any batala at all. It's brought down as manas that we don't have this din. But everybody's mechuyev to daven. But as man and mishnah here, if you're terosim and also and you learn to say it without any afsekim, you didn't have to stop to daven, just to say Krishna. So the Gemara, hay samach lemincha. Which mincha are we talking about? Ilayim lemincha gedolo, which means mincha gedolo you start davening at 12:30. So samach would mean a half an hour before. It's mamish 12 o'clock and after 12 o'clock noon time, you're not allowed to sit down to take a haircut then. So the Gemara, my loy, why not? Ika shoyz b'yayim tuva. You have 4 or 5 hours yet till the shkia. So you start 12 o'clock, which haircut takes 5 hours? What's the exactly? You won't get finished of taking Dabba Mincha. Elizabeth, the moral accord means some of the Mincha Katana. It means some of the Mincha Katana, which is usually 3:30. So that already is only in an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Then you can go into questions. Maybe you won't finish in time. Yeah. So the moral, even that Shkia though, if Metchila, the only time it's also, is like from 3 o'clock on, of Zoya Metchilu, if you did start, ain't Mafsikin. Still, we tell you don't have to be master. If you start even after Mincha Ketana, you don't have to be master. For the Gemara B'Zoi, name it, you have a tzuf to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There should be a kasher stira to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kivon shegiya zman tefila tamincha, once it already comes, this zman tefila tamincha. So the Chura can mean Mincha Ketana when it comes 3:30, also liyodom shiitan klum. You're not allowed to eat, taste anything. Azoi vaykeit Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chayim shi spalo tefila tamincha. Before you daven, tefillah mincha. As once it comes 3:30, that you have that mincha ketanam, the Yeshua ben Levi holds it's also to be toyim. So could our Mishnah say that if you already started, you're allowed to continue? The chur that's not like Yeshua ben Levi. The lacha we don't pass like Yeshua ben Levi. So Koponi, if Dal Mishnah means Mincha Ketano, then it'll be a Sphere to Rabbi Shur ben Levi. So the Gemara Loi, I can be Matchino, maybe our Mishnah can still go like Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Luyola Matai, our Mishnah is even talking about Samach Le Mincha Gedola. It's telling you that even at noontime, you are not allowed to sit down to take a haircut. Even by Samach, next to close to Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is at 12:30, so Samach means half an hour before, you're not allowed to do these things. The question is, why not? There's a long time till Shkia. Uvetasperis ben Elosa. Talking about a special type of a haircut. The guy Mamish takes every single hair and cuts it separately to get each hair the exact measurement that one hair reaches the next hair. We'll soon see in Rashi. That's the way the Kohen Gadol used to have his haircut. He had to look tip-top. Now, a special haircut takes a very, very long time. It could take 5 hours a haircut. But such a haircut, you can't start from Israel. What's on the Merchus? The Merchus? Lukula mil for the Merchus. From talking about first entering, taking off your coat. When they first entered the bathhouse, namus, it wasn't a simple thing. You had to go in there, get undressed, and get the water ready, and go in there. The whole thing can also take 5 hours. The kula milk the merchus. Lo lebruski, by going with tanning when you're making your skin. Lebruski gedola, when you have a lot of skins to make. So also, once you start making the skins, it takes a long time, you'll get lost there. For lo lechel, not to sit down to eat, die, how could eat 5 hours straight? The sudi gedola, you go to a chasna. You go to a chasna at noontime, you're not going to sit down to eat until first you daven mincha. So the gedola is awesome. Learn the din. What does it mean you can't pass in the shaila at 12 o'clock? You have till 5 o'clock to daven mincha. But chilas adin. So much you start at the beginning of the din. You first start hearing the timing. Then the bezin sits down to listen. Yeah, it can take so long. It can take a long time to hold in. That's the way it would be in matcha this pshat. That the mishnah could even mean for mincha gedola with sasa, providing these are a special type of hiccup. That's Rashi. Mincha gedola is a trashi, has cholas man tomet Rabbein Abayim. When the first man, you can start bringing the tomet Rabbein Abayim, mechimascho laharif, when the sun starts to go back towards Maravzai. Da'ino mechatzi sheva l'mala, from the 6.5 hours of the day. Da'ai chatzi shesh v'chatzi sheva, he's from 11:30 to 12:30 in the morning light, the sun stays still. Achama oimedes d'rish kolodin, achama is mamish direct on top of you. Kederos connect the lamata, v'yeno meit l'shum tzad. From 6.5 hours, that's the first half hour in the seventh hour of the day, then then the sun starts going back to Marav. Samach Lemincha, and what does Samach Lemincha mean? Me'aschol Sheva. Samach means a half an hour before that, at the beginning of the seventh hour, which means at 12 o'clock. That's the beginning of the seventh hour. Mincha Ketana Zadrasha means Mitesu Machta, it's 9.5 hours of the day. Sheri Regilim Shel Achro Yoyse Mikan. How do you get the shear of 9.5 hours? Because usually they never brought the Talmud Shabbat or Bayim later than that. Even though Matil they could bring it from 12:30, but usually they always brought it later by 3:30. What's called Samach Lo? At the 3 o'clock, the beginning of the 10th hour of the day. Is it Metchilu Ein Masik Yibetzmiya? If you're talking about Mincha Ketana now, so it's not only an hour and a half left, an hour and a quarter left. Is Betzmiya, if in the middle of a Suda, in the middle of a Hekot, you don't have to stop, the Yavra Azman, Leimat Yevat Yufta, the Tony Yachi Yigmu Sudasim. Here we say it's finished, and the Meshuvah Malevi says, once it comes Mincha Ketana, you have a Chiyah to stop. The Morris Teret says, no, it's no Stira. Now, Mishnah is talking about Mincha Gedola. At 12 o'clock noontime, you have to cancel one of these things. What's the Xerah 5 hour job? A special Hekot, Strashi Ben Aloso, Chosno Shrebi, was Rebbe's son in law. For you, he spent a lot of money. To learn how to take the special haircut the way a Kohen Gadol used to take. Used to cut all his hair. He didn't take a baldy though. He left in every part, every hair. A little bit of each hair was left over. That one hair reached the next ikar of the next one, reached the root of the next one. It's a pretty short haircut, but every single hair was cut separately to make sure it was long enough just to reach the root of the next hair. Such a haircut takes a very long time, so it's possible to take 5 hours such a haircut. You have a lot of skin to take care of, so it could also take a long time. The Kula Milk of America, the Lock of Roshay, to scratch your hair, the start of the Chamach, to pour hot water over you, over Tzayne, and then to put cold water in Lazia, take the Schwitz, the Ganser Meister. It takes 5 hours there. Yeah. That's one shot. Weiter. So tomorrow, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amano, Liyolam betasperos the dam. We're talking about a portion of hikot. Of his and we're talking about mincha gedolah with tosa. What's wrong to sit at 12 o'clock noon time to take a haircut? You have 5 hours to go. Maybe in the middle of your haircut, the barber's machine is going to break down. So he cut half your hair, so you can't leave the barber shop. You look terrible. You have to wait till he finishes fixing his machine. He can take 5 hours till he fixes the machine. So it's not gzeira. For loyla merchet, lehazia biyama. Say even a merchet you can't do just to take a schwitz. Why not? Doesn't take 5 hours. Chila my loy. You take a shvitz, maybe you'll faint there and you'll be out for 5 hours. No, don't take the shvitz before you dive a mincha. For leather burski, you can't start tanning. Even just to look over the skin, see how they're doing. Why not? Maybe you'll see some skin that's not doing so good. There's a hole there in the skin. And it'll bother you and you start fixing it up. So just to go look at your panos, that's also no good. Because if you start looking, something's wrong, you'll be there a long time to fix it up. Oloy lechol, afilu sudik tan, afilu take a lunch. You can't eat before you dive a mincha. Look at chila, my loy, I lunch, doesn't take the 5 hours? Yeah. Dil ma'aslam shuchay. That's an atzius. When you start eating a little bit, you get to the time, you enjoy eating, maybe you'll be mamshich, you're sudik for 5 hours. There's no limit eating. If you have the food there, could be, you'll keep on going. So there's no such a gzairo. And not to pass in the shalach, filu be gemara din. You just have the end, just the gemara din to pass in. So the chila amai. What's wrong with that? Dude, starting that at 12 o'clock. You have 5 hours to go. Dilma amai loy. Dilma chazi timer. Maybe you're at the end, right about you before you pass in. Chayev oyvei. I remember there's another time here, and because this time of the whole psak is wrong, I'll have to start the whole thing over again. So even though you're coming in just to give the final psak, still there's a gzeira. Dilma. So the Maitzel Alocha, there are a lot of Velta sheet is brought down how we pass because the Machlokes is showing them here very stark exactly what we're talking about. This part of the Gemara is going back to Minchah Gedola, it's going back to Minchah Ketana. The Maitzel Yelam is Mekel that a Sudi Ketana, take a partial lunch, you're allowed to eat, and a normal haircut, you're allowed to eat. For Minchah Gedola, there's not to talk about its mutter. Even Mincha Ketana, there are also sheet that hold that it's mutter to start lunch even after Mincha Ketana, and even after take a haircut. But there is providing that you have a minyan to go to. So since you know Kloy, you have to go to the minyan, we're not afraid you'll miss it. But if you have a mincha by yourself, then after Mincha Ketana, then there's a shalah ready. You have to know Kloy, know exactly. Then if you didn't eat lunch yet, you can daven yourself anyway, then the eight is to daven mincha first and then eat your lunch. But before Mincha Ketana, we make all that you're allowed to eat a Sudi Ketana, or take a hick, or do these things. Right, the Mi'aymah Sayat Cholos Tachperus, what's called the beginning of a haircut to say you started, that you shouldn't start, at least you have to start this much before Mincha, before the Zman of Mincha, or Meravavin Mishiniach Ma'perus, Shal Saporin Avirka, when he puts the sheet over you. It's a barber, you go there and you start putting the sheet to collect the hair, shouldn't fall on you, that's called you started the haircut. That means if you already started, you're not going to stop anymore. That's called you started your haircut. Name is fast, cholos merchot. When is it called you started taking your bath already? That you started, you don't have to stop anymore. Amarav Avin, Mishayara Mafroisai Himenu. When you took off your first coat, you took off your outside coat, that's called you started to get ready to go into the merchot, you already started. Shashi Mishayasa Mafroisai Himenu. Soidroihu, type of a coat you used to wear, who reshain La Shotis Begodim. That's like the first thing you take off. So you start taking a dress, start taking off your first jacket, whatever you're wearing, that's called you started the merchats already. Name the fast chalos burski. What started you already started to work with the skin? Misha yikshor bank safer. When you trashy as botes roitzav shakur and you put some gloves on you, you get yourself ready to start working with the skin. When you put the gloves on, that's called you already started. Name the fast chalos achila. When is it called you start to teach your sudi ready that you don't have to stop anymore to daven mincha? Rav Amar Mishiyata Yodis. When you wash your hands, that's called you start the sudi. Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyata Chagurei. When you untie your belt, as they used to wear a very tight belt, when it comes to eat, you can't eat with a tight belt. Before you start eating, you start loosening your belt. So that's called the beginning of eating. Tomorrow, like Ligi, hold on for Allahu. As they didn't wear a belt, so you don't have to untie your belt just when you wash your hands. But they used to wear a belt, then the beginning of eating is when you untie your belt. Rashi, hold on, Valhu. Pnei bubble, how you chugging a satsman, the chuzik. Used to make the belt very tight. Who geshoichlem, when he went teeth, so he came up here, and that opened up the belt a little bit. Who bnei as you swallow, how you noigin tain, fat terras chagura, chugging till shadayim. is even though they were built, but the belts weren't tight. So they could eat like we do without opening your belt. No matter what's called by them eating in the beginning of the Suda, we used to wash the hands.
Daf Tes Amud Beis. Omer Abaye, Hani Chavrin B'Vavloi, the people come in Bovil, Leman Diyomat Filas Arvis, they said over, the people hold that Davani Marv is only Rishus, his Kivun Deshorun Lehem and Ayu. As soon as they unbuckle their belt, is Lehem Matrichin and Lehem. We're not much rich them anymore to go daven marav. It's because they came home at night, and vice versa, they used to sit down, and before they ate in Bovum, they used to unbuckle their belt. So the person came home and sat down, unbuckled his belt. We're not much rich him again to go put on his belt to daven marav. So Rashi, the man di yomar tefilas arvis rishus from sech to brochus. He had the machlokes and gemara brochus. Bevnei she kineged hector chalovim. Because davening marav rabbanu masakin connected the burning of the korbanos, the emurim sheimakin kaprosim. It's not the yikah of the kapora. The yikah of the korban is doing the zrikas adam, bringing burning the meat. That's only the mitzvah, but it's not matir. So what then? The whole tefillah marav is only yeshus. Is le matrichin and le to try shela hafsik to tell them to stop. El yigmor they could finish their suda, v'yachakat yispal, and later they'll continue. Later they'll daven. Is once they unbuckle their belt to sit down to eat, we're not much riach them now to try to buckle up again and daven marav first. We tell them, finish your whole suda, and when you finish the suda, then you'll daven marav. For the Gemara, Oleman diyam machleva matrichin lei. You're only saying this if you hold tefillas arav, marav is a rishus. Mashma, if you hold tefillas arav is a chleva, then we tell them, even though you started to eat, you have to stop eating and daven marav. For the Gemara of Tfilas Mincha to the Kula Yal Machayvi to daven Mincha, everybody holds as a chayva. You have to daven Shachar say Mincha, that's a chayva. Can they get Tomet Shal Shachar and Tomet Shal Ben Abayim? And still the Mishnah says Utnam in Eschimu if they started to eat even after the Zaman Mincha, when the beginning of Mincha Gedolim, that they weren't supposed to. But if they already started to eat, is Alocha Ein Masikin. We don't tell them to stop their Suda. They're allowed to continue their Suda, and they'll daven Mincha after the Suda. So what are you saying if you hold Tefillas Arvis is Rishus? We don't tell you to stop the Suda, but rather finish the Suda, then daven Mariv, Mashmif Mariv is a Chayva. We tell you to stop eating, and daven Mariv, why is Mariv worse than Mincha? Mincha is also a Chayva, and Metchila, you're not supposed to start eating before you daven Mincha, but if you started eating, we say you're allowed to finish. The Yoma Rabbi Chanina, Mishiyate Chagura, we had before what's called like in Bovel, what's called you started your Suda, that you don't have to stop the Suda to daven Mincha if you want to unbuckle your belt. That's called the Suda started. So if Marv is a Chayv, it should be the same halacha. Even if you already unbuckled your belt, you should be mutter to finish your Suda and then daven Marv later. And the Gemara now,